The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Our buddy Selena stuck in some traffic on the Bay Bridge. I think a lot of people stuck in some traffic on the Bay Bridge this morning because, again, earlier construction, they'd be doing this road work and they do it overnight and or into the early hours. I don't know what time they started at. But then why don't they wrap it up? I don't know, maybe 4:30 instead of it still going in and then affecting the morning commute.
Right.
They've been doing this constantly.
Did you go through that bridge?
Yes, I did. I did go through
that. You made it on time.
I did go through that bridge. I am here on time, but that's besides the point. All right, let's start the show with the first talkback of the day.
Hey, JV Show. This is Todd from Gilroy. Here's my take on the chug wheel. The whole premise is that if the house being the JV Show, loses, then there is a consequence, and that consequence is the chug wheel. So when you have a consequence, it shouldn't be something good, it should be something bad. I guarantee if JV was around, this chug wheel would be very different. Just putting that out there. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, a couple things. If you've never heard the JV Show's chug wheel game, it's America's favorite game, or at least it was. We play it on Fridays at 8:20, and if our caller wins the game, then one of us on the show spin the wheel. You've probably seen us post it on social media or something like that. You spin the chug wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's the thing you got to chug. Now, largely, the chug wheel is made up of things you don't want to have to chug, but there are a couple items that make it on there that, like, yeah, they're not that bad, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, just a one spot on the wheel that is just a little treat just in case it lands there. And most of the time it doesn't.
And usually it's not a treat, but I think this is coming up because last week, Jess, your name was drawn and you spun the chug wheel. And look, you ended up having to chug Culture Pop, the soda. And that item was on the wheel mostly as a joke because if you listen to this radio program or this radio station, you've heard the commercials a lot. And we're like, we got to just at least try one of these things. So we added to the chug wheel and you had to chug it. And obviously, a Culture Pop soda is probably delicious. So
it was
So there you go. So it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a consequence. But Todd, thank you for leaving that talk back. A lot of people have been weighing in my DMs about the game, and you need to play it this way, and the questions are this, and that, and everyone has an opinion on this. The first thing I'm going to say to all of that is, bros, it's not that serious. Okay,
thank you.
It's just a game. It's just a game for fun. Every now and again, one of us has to chug something nasty and, you know, we all have a good laugh about it. The second thing I will say is how quickly people have forgotten the sheer volume of nastiness that we've chugged off this thing.
Yes.
The amount of times that wheel has been spun.
Clam juice.
And landed
tuna
on,
water.
And landed on something terrible. It's happened so many times that we have trouble even coming up with new ideas for the wheel because we've chugged damn near everything. So that's my second point. Third, he says, I guarantee that the game would be different if JV was still around. Now, look, JV loved a great consequence punishment, and we doled out, you know, over the decades on these airwaves. It's so many of them. We've done so many terrible, awful things. But I will say this. If there's one person that wouldn't be partaking and putting his name in the ring to play the game, it would be JV. He would not be chugging any of this stuff.
Okay.
There was a time when he would have, but he wouldn't be playing this game the way that we've got. He would watch us play and laugh along, but he wouldn't be the one chugging any of this nastiness, especially when the wheel lands on something like tuna juice, which I have had to chug.
Yes.
So that's just my take on the chug wheel game. Please remember, everyone, bros, it's not that serious.
Thank you, because it's
just for fun.
This game causes us so much anxiety. And the one time, I don't know what it was about Friday that everybody just decided it was like that was the last straw.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what we, you know, what we do. I think the game's fine. I think it's hilarious.
I
think we just, you know, keep it going as is. But people are very, you know, people want to see us lose more. You know, the weeks that we don't end up having to chug, people are very upset. So I guess.
Maybe people should just win.
Maybe why even play the game? Why we'll just
every
Friday we'll just chug something gross. And like, hey, tuna, this time we're just going to chug something. See, but it takes the fun out of it. The game is part of it. Sometimes we get lucky and we win.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win and we lose. That's just the way that it is. So.
Yeah, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, that concludes my chug wheel My Chug Wheel rant. We're going to check in with Selena in a minute, see if she's fought her way through any of the Bay Bridge traffic. Hopefully she has.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Scratch that. We're going to call it three. Because our buddy Selena is not quite in yet. And
no.
She usually takes the first thing, which is one of the key parts of the four. But we're going to skip straight to the top sports headline this morning, which was yesterday a terrible day for 49er fans. That's because we had to learn that our division rival, the LA Rams, pulled off a blockbuster trade, with the Cleveland Browns to acquire Myles Garrett.
Garrett
is the reigning defensive player of the year, widely considered to be the best football player in the entire NFL. He is. He's the best player in the NFL. The Rams' odds to win the Super Bowl took a major jump up yesterday on all betting sites, and the Niners' path just got a little more difficult.
Son of a...
Dang it. Slightly cooler weather than yesterday. Highs will be in the low to mid-70s, and get ready for some more heat for the rest of the week. You guys, the 80s... The 80s start tomorrow, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the week.
Yeah, yesterday was a roasting hot. All right, hey, Sagittarius besties, your day today is going to be a 7. The break room is practically buzzing with tea today, and your Sagittarius ears were made exactly for this moment. Someone's secret is about to make your Tuesday feel like must-see television. Just remember, bestie, you didn't hear it from the stars.
Oh, the stars were not talking, bestie.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, me either.
All right, coming up next on the JV Show, I want to ask you guys this question. Would you change it?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Hi, I'm Selena.
Oh, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. And I'm Jess. Can we talk about the Bay Bridge really quick?
Yeah.
It took me almost an hour to cross that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know why or what was going on because there was nothing there.
Yeah. They've been intermittently closing lanes in San Francisco. So once you've gotten off the bridge, they've been closing lanes for road work, but it backs up everything onto the bridge for everybody coming into the city. And they've been doing that a lot lately with no warning. And there's no sign saying road work ahead, nothing. So, when you get up there,
you're
like,
and it's wide open. I'm like, what was all that for? Let me know what you guys think about this, though. I have never in my life seen this on a bridge. Traffic was so bad. It was so stopped that at one point, a man pulls over. I'm in the far left lane. This is going, westbound into the city.
Mm-hmm.
A guy pulls over, and there's nowhere to pull over, mind you.
There's a little bit of space,
you know, when we get to closer to where the bridge is going to end. There's like a little teeny tiny bit of space. His truck is still partway in the lane.
Yeah.
But this man had to tinkle so bad that he hops out, and he starts going on the side
Bay
Bridge
number one?
Yes.
Now, was he going off the side
or
just onto the...
It was like he hopped out the driver's side and it's like against the, the wall, the little short wall there of the bridge. He opens up the door. So it's, and he can't open it very far. And then he just kind of stands there between his truck and the door.
Missed opportunity. If you're going to go tinkle on the bridge, you want to every guy's thought about that. Let it go off the side.
I had never seen that before. I was like, wow, bold.
It's like, and plus you're almost off the bridge
you're
at that point.
There.
Like you can make it to the bath. Well, I guess
sometimes
everyone's.
Who knows how long he was holding it for?
Everyone's situation's different. Yeah, I guess that is a first. I have not.
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
Now to more important things.
Okay.
Is Bonnie Blue pregnant for real?
Now I'm starting to think so.
How do you know, Graham? You told me this yesterday after the show. How do you know she's actually? Last time we talked about this, she was faking it. She admitted to it. There was a fake belly.
But then now, have you seen the pictures? The current belly looks very, very real. If you don't know who we're talking about, Bonnie Blue, she's an adult actress. I don't know. What do we call her?
Entertainer.
And she's done all these viral stunts where she's hooked up with hundreds or if not thousands of men in a single day or whatever. And she set out to try to get pregnant. I think that was part of one of the stunts. And then she faked everybody out by putting a fake bump on. Would you pull a fake bump stunt twice in a row? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that leads me to believe that this time it is real. And it does, the pictures I've seen, the video, whatever, it looks very real.
So does that mean the first time, did she fake us out by admitting to faking it the first time? Was it real? And maybe saying it was fake was part of a stunt? And this is the same bump? Do you know what I mean?
I think this is a new bump and this one's real. The other one was.
Yeah.
But
last one was a stunt. This one
is a real one.
Yeah.
Did you see what she plans to do at her baby shower?
Yes, I did.
Do you want to mention it?
Well, we'll probably save most of that for today's Wild Thoughts podcast. It's a post-show podcast we do on Tuesdays where we can dive into topics like this.
I love that.
A little more freely. But yes, they'll be offering some other, it's a baby shower, but there will be some other kinds of showers happening there.
What in the ditty is like happening?
Oh my God. Yeah, but I think it's real. I mean,
very on brand.
I think this one is real.
I don't know. I'm still skeptical.
Well, as we should be, if anybody that just pulled off a fake pregnancy stunt a matter of a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, she's the new boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
She's the girl who cried pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I need to see some proof.
I mean, do you want a prediction journal on it? I'm saying it's real.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not real.
Okay. I'll say it's real as well.
Yeah.
All right. It's the real deal, according to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess, and we talk TV. Jess, what are you watching?
Okay, so I started watching this new season of the show Couples Therapy. It's on Paramount Plus. I did have to subscribe to the top tier, because apparently the lower ad tier does not have this show, which kind of sucked.
Really?
But yeah,
they limit their shows based on what level of their streaming service you signed up for.
I clicked on the show and it gave me the option to use Paramount Plus on Prime or whatever, so I click on that and then it says keep your current plan or upgrade. So obviously I was like, well, I don't want to upgrade, I'm going to keep my current plan, and it wouldn't play until I upgraded, because apparently it's part of their upgraded things. So I watched it so that you don't have to pay the money to watch
Thank
it
you, Jess. Appreciate you.
So this is a show where couples discuss their issues with a therapist on television. So I want to talk about one of the couples specifically, because with this couple, there was cheating that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really broke their marriage. And for context, this couple has been together for 13 years. And they have 3 kids. So they talk about the cheating incident, and this is how the cheating started.
It started with platonic cuddling. Like, you're providing the cuddling service, and I'm paying for the cuddling service.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Who's paying for the cuddling?
The guy is paying for the cuddling.
He is
seeking women to pay to cuddle. You say, aw, but what do you mean, aw?
Your man cuddle with his own wife.
Right, your man is... Oh, no. Wait,
okay, this is like a side person that he's paying to cuddle while he's married.
He is married and he is paying women.
Okay, never
to
mind.
Cuddle him.
I thought this like was his wife. And like,
no.
That's how their relationship started. I was like, they fell in love.
No.
It's a nice love story.
This is how the cheating...
The cheating started. Oh.
Never mind. Never
so
mind.
Sweet.
So how would you guys feel? And is this a deal breaker? You find out, hey, you're having a tough time in your marriage. You know, you're trying your best, because this woman is like, you know, I know he was working hard, so I was really trying my best to do the work around the house with the kids and everything and give him some time. Hey, you go and you enjoy yourself, but not like cheating or any of that. Like, you have some time to yourself because I know you're working hard. Little did she know he was going out and cuddling other women.
Deal breaker. I'm out. I couldn't
That's
get through
creepy.
It.
That's kind of
creepy. It's better than platonic cuddling is better than platonic pounding, but it's still, I couldn't do it. Well, like, I find out you're out there paying to get, like, if my wife's out there paying guys to cuddle with them, that ain't for me, bro. I'm out.
I don't know if it's total deal breaker, because for me, it's like, cuddling is like equivalent of like a hug. And a part of me would be like,
no, it ain't, no. Bro.
Well, it depends. Like, are you like, during the cuddling?
Yes.
Or is it just cuddling? Like, because I'm going to be like, did you like just need affection? That, am I not like providing affection? Did you feel like you couldn't like hug me, or like you wanted me to hold you, or like what else is going on? That would be my first thought.
Oh, my first thought is you're lying that you were just cuddling. You were doing something else. Because what do you mean you're cuddling? You're laying next to another woman and that's okay?
Yeah.
Hell, it also matters what she looks like.
Okay, we'll get to that point right now. But first, here is the rest of that conversation that he was having.
After some time with two of the people, it got physical.
Aww.
Like outside of the arranged cuddle. And so there was the emotional, intimate sort of connection, infidelity, and then literally the physical, sexual infidelity. So
Okay, see that.
Yeah, that obvious deal breaker.
But don't you think, back to the Selena where you're like, well, it's just cuddling. Don't you think cuddling
I'm not saying it's just cuddling, but yeah, there's an emotional.
Don't you think that is almost, it's almost worse. It's like this, it is a very like intimate emotional thing. Like that, you know, we talk about emotional cheating all the time where people are just have a relationship.
I think it's more form of emotional.
Yeah, cuddling is like super deep emotional in my mind.
But I think, but the fact that he's paying like a stranger, it's not as bad as actually carrying on an emotional relationship with somebody you're talking to every single day and you develop feelings for.
But what if he's going back and paying the same cuddler?
Yeah, because he's
I would need to know more. I mean, is it just cuddling or are you like, is this like your therapy and you're like talking and you're building a relationship with this person?
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be some.
Okay, well, then that's something completely different in my mind.
Because either way,
I'm a great cuddler. I feel like it's a great side gig for me. Like, I'm a good cuddler.
How much would you charge?
I don't know. What does a professional cuddler make?
That's a good question.
You know what? I was reading an article the other day, and they make a lot of money. Like, I was surprised by the amount of money that they make. Like, they're making, like, maybe high hundreds, thousands per cuddle.
Dang.
Per cuddle session, I should say.
Really?
Yeah. So look into it. But
per cuddle session, that's per client.
My wife would divorce me, but if I ever am single someday, that's a good revenue stream.
Yeah.
It's a gig economy.
Would you have to be like the big spoon?
I would prefer to be the big spoon.
Because what if somebody wanted to pay you to have you be their little spoon?
Be cuddled.
Done. I'm turning over.
That's almost better, no?
But face to face.
Oh, face to face cuddling?
Yeah.
No. I hope they.
And your legs are kind of like
intertwined.
Yeah.
A little scissor?
Yeah.
The face to face cuddle, like, it's really a breath situation. You really got to make sure your breath is good.
Right.
And you don't want to do that
with a stranger. You're just breathing the other person's air.
Yeah. But if you did a breath check, you'd be cool with that?
I mean, then.
It's a client request.
Then it's better, yeah.
Okay. Last minute thing about the show. But once she saw pictures of
this is a spoiler alert.
Yeah, no one's gonna watch it.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy. And where do we find it? On
Paramount
the top Plus. Tier subscription top package tier, yeah. For Paramount Plus? Okay.
So once she saw the pictures of the women, and I felt so bad for this woman because, first of all, she could do so much better than this man. I'm sorry. But she saw pictures of the women that he was cuddling, and she was like, they were all young, they were hot, and they were big-breasted. And she said, I felt so horrible about myself because I thought I looked good. And looking at those pictures.
Yeah, they sound amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, how can
Where
I
can
compare?
I find these pictures?
Yeah, that's a
How does one find
on
you didn't show
yeah.
that?
Yeah, a cuddly.
I felt so bad for her, though. It was bad.
I mean, that tracks. Think about people that would do this. Probably somebody young who needs to make some quick money. You know, somebody in college. Yeah. Some little side money.
Yeah.
You know.
Nice bazoomers.
Yeah.
Dang it. But that was...
Do we know how long the cuddle sessions were for?
Like, we don't. But I think people
do they, like, just set a timer? And then, like, the timer goes off. You're like, all right.
See you later.
Kind of like a massage.
Done. Get out of here.
It's kind of like a massage, I would assume. Like, you know, you have a certain amount of time, and then it's like, okay.
But then you, like, ease out of it, because, like, the massage therapist, they're not like, all right, time's up.
Yeah, you know when
See
the
you later.
Ending
They're,
is,
like, very gentle.
Happy
like,
ending.
They wake you up, and they're like, okay, it's been an hour or whatever. Did you enjoy? Okay, well, I'll be waiting out front. Did you need some water? Mm-hmm. Use the restroom? And they're, like, so gentle. Is it like that?
Probably. And then they hand you a screen. Do they ask for tips? Because you know how masseuses ask for... Do they ask for tips, too? When you go get a massage?
That's a great question. I've never paid for a professional massage, Selena.
Yeah,
they do.
Not the person that does it, but yeah, at the front desk. You pay, you definitely tip.
So then after you're done cuddling, you hand them over a little machine, and it's like, how great was this cuddle?
It starts at 20%.
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah, it's always the lowest options now, like 22%. Like, what?
Yeah. All right, Couples Therapy on...
Paramount Plus.
If you want to give that a watch.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about a show that you were watching, Jez.
Yep, Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy on Paramount Plus.
And there was a man who was stepping out on his wife. It started out as just cuddling.
Platonic cuddling. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, guys. So I just had to call about the Couples Therapy. I had seen a few episodes or a few reels on Facebook, and I had to watch it. I got so addicted to that show. And spoiler alert, that dude had serious mom issues. Like, it gets pretty disturbing, some of the information. So it's actually a pretty good show if you got time. Happy Tuesday.
Well, like, what kind of mommy issues?
Like, a lot of trauma. Like, the mom, one of the mommy things. I don't know if I can say.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I don't know if I can say because it's kind of, like, because disturbing of, a little
okay
bit.
Oh,
well, the mom would just.
Okay, if you can't say it, then don't. But just I'm a mommy little bit.
Well, the mom would just tell him and his partner, like, oh, I want to listen to you guys.
Ew.
No, that's not a thing.
No way.
That's a thing.
Anyways.
That's a real thing that a mommy would do?
No mommy would do that.
I'm pretty sure I was watching the show. I was paying attention. I was kind of like, wait, did he just say that?
That's where I'm like, are these actors?
Oh, my God.
That's not a thing.
There might have been, like, some issues with, like, the mom, so that's why she said it. I don't know.
I'm a mommy.
There was a lot of issues there.
Wow.
Seriously.
Morning, Dirty Show. It's Elizabeth from San Jose. I have a comment about the cuddler. Like, how, I can't even, like, hold hands with somebody that I don't know, like, a first date or anything. How can you just cuddle with somebody that you don't know? What if they smell? What if, like, yeah, like you said, they have bad breath. For both of them, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
No, that's me.
That's a good point.
I can't.
There's a lot of stuff like that with a stranger, but then again, people do a lot of stuff with strangers.
That's true.
There's a lot of guys that have paid money for strangers.
Yep. It's always guys.
Yes, it no, goes. It's not only.
Most of the time. Mostly.
Probably.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Diddy could be facing new criminal charges. There's a man named Jonathan Hay who filed a police report last year in September, and he claims that Diddy sexually battered him in 2020 and then again in 2021. So these would be recent things that occurred. He initially filed this report in Florida, but then it got transferred to authorities in LA because this is allegedly where the crimes were committed. But this guy says that he was working with Biggie's son on some remixes of Biggie's music, and then Diddy, he would show up at times while they were working, and there were a couple of times where, like, he would end up and he's, like, just in a room, just him and Diddy, and Diddy did some things, and we're not going to get into those details, but he did report it.
Diddy did it.
LAPD detectives investigated this for several months, and they just submitted the case to the DA, so they're going to determine if there's enough evidence to charge Diddy with any of these crimes.
Wow.
Interesting.
I would love for this to go through and him actually serve some time.
And the fact that he was not held accountable for any of the, I mean, so many salacious, awful things that we heard about, and none of those things were the things that he ended up getting busted for.
That still crazy shocking to me.
Yeah.
Really quick, really big news for Swifties. Remember we talked about a Toy Story looking countdown clock on Taylor's website? So we were right. It was a Toy Story thing. She announced yesterday that her new song, I Knew It, I Knew You, is for Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5, and it's going to be out on June 5th. You can pre-order it now exclusively on her site. And then Toy Story, as you know, is going to be on theaters June 19th. Lucky Taylor. Must be nice. She says she's already seen the movie.
Oh, what?
Before already anybody else. Yeah, she saw it when she was in its early stages, and she says she wrote this song as soon as she got home from the screening. And then they made it, you know, they're putting it on the soundtrack. So kind of a cool story there. But yeah, there's also going to be an acoustic and piano version of the song.
Are you guys going to be watching Toy Story 5?
You have to.
Yeah, I want to see that. I saw the preview. It looked good and very topical for the situation that all kids are facing right now.
With their electronics and whatnot.
Yep.
Jess, you as an adult with no kids, are you going to go watch it?
Duh.
Okay.
Like in the theater by yourself? I think you have to register that you're not allowed to go within 100 yards of a school that.
I'm going to drag Ruben to go watch it with me. Because why not?
Does he know that yet?
Oh, he'll find out.
Okay. He'll have no choice.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, Steph Curry, no longer a free agent, you guys. A sneaker free agent, that is. Curry was signed to Under Armour for many, many years, 13 years to be exact, I believe, but they parted ways before this past season, and we know all season long he was wearing shoes by different brands, and ultimately we knew he was, you know, sort of test driving a bunch of different brands and sneakers to see where he wanted to take his talents next, and yesterday he announced he has signed a brand new endorsement deal with... Lee Ning.
What is that?
It's a Chinese sportswear company. And so this endorsement deal, which they are saying is for 10 years, and I'm assuming there's no...
You said 10 years.
There's no dollar amount attached to this, but I'm assuming it is massive because it is going to majorly expand his global brand. It's going to include shoes, other basketball products, athleisure lifestyle wear, a full golf line as well. We know Curry loves playing golf, and he's going to be able to sign athletes to that brand as well that he wants to bring along.
That is cool.
Apparently, a large factor in this was that he wore some Lee Ning shoes this season. Jimmy Butler, his teammate, is signed to them as well as Dwayne Wade, and he really liked them. And now, I'm assuming what he really liked was the dollar figure that they threw at him,
because probably.
I'm assuming it was a major...
Have you seen any of the shoes?
Major deal. I have not looked at them. I don't know what they look like. I'll be honest with you, this is my first time ever hearing of that brand before. I think a lot of us assumed that he would go to Nike or something like that, but this deal is probably worth more, and globally, the global potential of it is probably just
definitely
on a massive scale. Yes. So congrats to Steph.
Yeah, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Hey, quick comment on that Curry deal. I heard the deal was 10 years, $890 million, but I'm not 100% sure on that. And the main reason why he chose that line was comfort. Was the main reason why he chose that line. All right, have a good one, guys. Bye.
Yeah, and that's the $800 million. He said $800?
There's the terms of this. So we were just talking about this. Curry was with Under Armour for more than 13 years, and he just signed a new 10-year deal with a Chinese sportswear company called Lee Ning. I wasn't familiar with it, but we were obviously theorizing that the reason he took this deal is an incredible amount of money with it, and it's safe to say that that's obviously what it is. We don't know the exact number. From what I can see, it has not been disclosed.
Wow.
But you don't just be like, hey, what brand should I sign with? Oh, these shoes are the most comfortable. I'm sure their shoes are very comfortable.
Yes, then you'd go with Crocs.
I put on a pair of Nikes.
Hey, I've
put on a pair of New Balances. I put on a lot of different comfortable shoes in my day. You know what makes your shoes more comfortable? When you make $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I think the comfort that he's talking about is the comfort knowing that every generation of the Curry family for the next 200 years will be financially set.
Yeah.
I think that's the real comfort.
I think so.
That factored into this decision.
All right, guys, let's kick off What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then, like I said, first person to get it right is winning this Chug Mug. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Isn't it crazy how a just grows before your eyes? Like, it gets so big so fast.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like a phenomenon.
I know. Like, how does that even... it still blows my mind.
You know? And you're right. The speed at which it happens.
Yeah.
You're just like, whoa. Where did that come from?
Where does it come from?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Me either. What are you talking about?
There's often like...
That's
you're
how
like,
confused I am.
And then you're like, I don't think that thing could turn into that thing.
Right.
Because like, it didn't look like... Anyways, we're getting sidetracked. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show,
yes.
So whatever that bleeped out word is always something PG and family friendly that we can play on these airwaves. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest. We want to be able to shout you out, you know, if you've gotten it correct. But we really want to mail a JV Show Chug Mug to the first person that gets the correct answer, because they are the winner.
That's right. Get those guesses in now. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be one of the first. We have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Isn't it crazy how a just grows before your eyes? Like, it gets so big so fast.
So fast.
Some people are showers, not growers.
Uh-huh.
Growers, not showers. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, whatever.
It's a thing. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't think it's that, because this is a family show.
Oh.
You sicko, Graham. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lauren from La Mirada. And my guess for the bleeped out word is plant. Have a good day, y'all.
Plant.
Plant. That's a great guess.
Any plant I've ever had grows so slow. I'm checking like every day. Like, hello, I watered you in, where are you?
It's your aura, your vibe that you're giving
maybe
the plant.
Maybe that's
your aura farming it. Yeah, a lot of indoor house plants that are, you know, like being sort of in the shade, they're slow growers. But there are some outdoor plants that grow, I mean, check back in a day and the thing will have grown like 8 inches or something.
They would be showers, not growers.
They're growers, not showers. Your indoor house plants are your showers. They're just like a lot of potential looking, but they don't grow much. Those outdoor ones, they're the growers.
They're the growers.
Yeah,
okay.
8 inches for sure in a day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Neil from Elpidus. I think the bleep dot word is pet. Thank you. Bye.
Pet is a great guess.
Great guess. Those, they do grow fast.
Good morning, JV Show. Last day of school. This is my Friday. Woo-hoo. I think the bleeped out word is baby. Have a great day.
Baby. Oh, my God. They grow so fast.
That is
they
true.
Do.
Yeah.
Although when you're in the newborn phase, it feels like they don't grow at all. You're like, I'm going to be changing diapers for the rest of my life.
You don't notice they grew fast until they're grown. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah. And then you see them. And then I saw a newborn baby the other day that a friend was holding. I was like, oh, my God.
It makes you
tiny.
They're so cute.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having us on. We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is and you want to participate, then leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person that gets it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Isn't it crazy how a just grows before your eyes? Mm-hmm. Like, it gets so big so fast.
Yeah, we were just talking about it off air. Like, I don't get it.
Don't understand. We have a lot of questions.
I drew a couple diagrams for them. They didn't.
It's not helping.
It didn't help. I don't know.
All right, this is a family show, so it's not that. Let's go to your family-friendly guesses on the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Eddie without the haircut. Is the bleeped out word forehead? Just kidding. Just kidding, Jessica. The real word is the bleeped out word tree.
Not tree, but very, very popular guess. A forehead, Jess, shots fired? Or
No. Forehead's been the same since I was little.
There's literally nothing wrong with your forehead. I don't get it.
Wait, you're sure yours isn't growing?
Stop! Imagine it is getting bigger.
Gotten bigger since we first met, but
tree.
Okay.
And aren't trees like the slowest growers ever?
It True. Depends what time, what type. Have you ever seen a coast redwood? Those things grow so fast.
Okay.
This is Santiago and Doralina from Santa Rosa, and we think the bleeped out word is pimple. Pimple.
That is a great guess.
All right, pimple, probably far and away the most popular guess this morning. Pimple and zit. Those were very popular guesses this morning.
Yeah.
And we have all been there where you just feel a little something. And you're like, nah, it's nothing. It's just this tiny little bit. And an hour later, you got a marble under there. Yeah. And you're like, what is this thing?
How does that even
How did it arrive so quickly?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz. I want to take a guess at the bleeped out word is sunflower. Okay. Sunflower. Bye.
Oh, I love that. Those things do grow fast, right?
Yes, they do.
Sunflower is a great guess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Selena and Graham. This is Jeremy from Oakley. I think the bleep dot word is puppy.
There it is. Wow. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Isn't it crazy how a puppy just grows before your eyes? Like, it gets so big so fast.
Yes.
Puppies grow so fast.
It's crazy. I remember getting my dog Hambone, at 6 weeks or whatever, however old you get a puppy, and she was tiny, just this teeny tiny thing you could hold in your arms and the cutest thing ever. And then you see a picture of her on her first birthday, and it's like, it's a dog.
She's full grown,
you know. And you're like, dude, how do we prolong the little puppy stage?
I know.
Although those little razor sharp teeth they have when they're a puppy, are those things are so sharp, they're like little needles, and they don't really know their own. They think they're
strength,
playing,
yeah.
And they bite your nose or something, and it hurts. But yeah, they're you
anything
just want
that's
that.
A baby, they grow too fast.
You want that little puppy phase to last
forever.
Yeah, they're so cute. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, that's my guy Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy? What's up? Hit the very first correct answer this morning, which again was a puppy. So he's getting himself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. just for submitting that guest on the iHeartRadio app on the TalkBack mic. Nice. It's so, so simple. Nice work, Jeremy. All right, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out. Vincent Olivia in Dublin had it. What's up, Vincent Olivia? What's up? Jonathan in San Carlos had it. So did Tatiana in San Pablo. Julie in Bay Point also came with the correct answer this morning. Who else squeaked one in at the last second, Jessica, that I didn't see? That was it?
Was it?
What?
Yep.
That was it? A couple people guessed kitten. A lot of people guessed pet this morning. That was a guess that we played earlier. They were real close to the correct answer, but we were looking for a puppy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christy from Pleasant Hill. So I don't know how to DM Graham, but I was hoping that he could do a shout out for our kiddo. They had their send off ceremony yesterday, last day of elementary school. So thank you so much. We're so proud of them.
Aw, nice job, guys.
Everybody. And if you do want to send me a DM on Instagram, Graham_949, and then you just DM.
Just message and then say what you want.
But more importantly about that previous shout out there on the talkback.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point. All right, to the phones. Good morning, Aurora and Christina.
Yes.
Scared me for a second there. Yeah. Welcome to the JV Show. You guys are on to play the Yup Nope game. Just tell them what they're playing for.
You are playing for two tickets for Kehlani.
All right. So here's how this is going to go down. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You just got to get three correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours. No cheating, we ask of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to answer in like a timely fashion just so you don't run out of time, you know. Sound good?
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, Question number one. Emperor is the largest and tallest of what species of bird?
Emperor? What the penguin.
Yep.
That's right. Emperor penguins.
That's right.
Yeah.
They can weigh up to 100 pounds, be about 4 feet tall.
They're
bigger,
so cute.
That's bigger than Selena.
That's not bigger than me.
All right, question.
Way fatter than that.
No, you're not. Question number two. A common metric to evaluate pitchers in baseball is their ERA. What does ERA stand for?
Don't run out of time.
Uh-oh. Don't cheat.
Yeah. Take a guess if you don't know.
Dave's watching.
Hey.
I have no idea. Yeah, me either.
Nope.
That is their earned run average. ERA. Earned run average.
Oh, good. You're allowed to miss one, so you're still in the game. Let's get to question number three. In what Bay Area county would you find the city of Sonoma?
Santa Rosa?
Nope.
Sonoma County.
Wait, see? Yeah. The other person, she knew it. We got to give it to her.
They were thinking out loud.
Santa Rosa is another city also in Sonoma County. We'll see how they do on this next question before I decide if they get that one correct or not. A little bit of a trick question there. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. What's the name of the hand in poker when all of your cards are of the same suit?
Royal flush. No.
Chip.
I mean.
Close. Go ahead and work this out.
Yep.
What is it?
I think it's a royal flush.
Is that your final answer? No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Oh my. Sorry, well, no. In that case, no. I'm not actually sure if that is or not.
Believe in yourself.
You're running out of time.
You don't even know.
Just shout it out.
Royal flush.
I'm gonna give you a half. This is a tough one. It's a flush. A royal flush is a type of a flush. Flush is the answer there that we are looking for.
But I feel like a royal flush is just, it's like really specific.
It is.
Well, a royal flush is just a flush, but royal. Like, it's kind of the same.
Wow, thanks for the explanation.
It's still the same card.
Yeah, it's the same concept.
I feel like JV wants us to have these tickets.
Yeah, JV's
a royal flush is a flush, but not all flushes are a royal flush.
You're right. JV is with you guys. Dang it, we have to give it to them.
Right. That's fine. All right, whatever.
Yep.
Well, that means they just got... Oh, they got three?
That was close enough.
Yeah.
That means
we're feeling generous today, all right?
Yeah,
you're everyone's gonna hate us.
You're gonna be checking out Kehlani October 3rd at Shoreline.
Woo! Congratulations, ladies.
You're so
welcome. You guys
can
have
a quick shout out.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I want to shout you guys out. Me and my kids have been listening since they were little. They listen while we get ready every morning before school, and then we podcast later in the day. I wanted to shout you guys out for holding it down for JV. You guys are doing an incredible job, and he is so proud. I know it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
That was one of the most thoughtful shout-outs, and we really appreciate hearing
Imagine
that.
Imagine if we didn't give them the tickets. We probably wouldn't have got that amazing shout-out.
Yeah, I'm glad
we're not one of those haters to get mad.
I'm just joking. Well, that was very sweet. Yes, thank you so much for the shout-out.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, to us.
Welcome. Right.
All right, and congratulations on these tickets and winning the game. Thank you. You're very welcome. Oh, that was so sweet.
That was very sweet.
And we have some more shout-outs, Graham?
You know we do. We got a bunch of them, so buckle up, everybody. First one here, Mommy in your DMs.
Mommy.
I wanted to give a shout-out to my empathetic baby girl, Susie Athena. Happy last week at TK. You've done amazing this year and progressed so much. I am so proud of you. Yes, nice work on that.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hello, I want to give a shout-out to my daughters, Dahlia and Susie Gomez, on their last day of school. We have fifth and kinder graduates. We love you so much, and that's from Mom and Dad. Yes, congrats. Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Little League Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
In my DMs, shout-out to the boys of Adam Eck, Little League in Napa for an amazing season. I actually saw them out on the field yesterday. We didn't play them, though. A special shout-out to my son, Mateo, and my nephews, Max and Mauricio, and that's from Mom Jennifer. Yes, congrats on
that. Who gives a fart?
Season, you guys. Another one here. Hey, Graham, can I please get a birthday shout-out for my daughter, Mila? Happy ninth birthday, Mila. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And sisters, love you very much. Hope you have a wonderful day. And finally getting a birthday shout-out on the JV show. Yay!
Who gives a fart?
Hello, can you say congrats to Leah and the fifth graders at Twin Creeks Elementary in San Ramon? Go Otters! I don't know if that's
Are they not? Okay.
No clue. Have fun today. Thank you, Miss Barron and fifth grade teachers. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you give a birthday shout out to Emily, who's turning 11 today? This is going to be 3 years in a row. She's getting a...
Who gives a fart?
On the JV show. That is from Daddy.
Happy birthday.
And Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And Sister Juliet. Thank you so much. Hi, Graham and JV show. Would love to give my daughter Bella Ward a shout out for her 16th birthday. Keep chasing your dreams, laughing loud, and being unapologetically yourself. I couldn't be prouder to be your mama. Happy sweet 16. Love you.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Grammy. I was hoping you can give a shout out to my smart, funny, and beautiful daughter, Callie. We're so proud of you for being a straight A student and making it through the first year of middle school. We love you. Now let's get this summer started. Swim fast. Love, Mom, Casey, and Rocky. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
And I wanted to take a moment today, me, Graham, and give a very important shout out to the boys of NVO in Napa in Little League. That's my son Ford's team. Our season ended last night, you guys. Very close game. Came down to one run. And I feel like we had a lot more baseball left in us to play the season in the playoffs, but we came up just short. That's okay because it was such a great group of kids, coaches, and families. There's nothing I could be remotely disappointed about with this season. And if I may, I would like to shout out each of these guys individually because they deserve it. Broder, Reggie, Dyson, Bennett. Although Bennett broke his arm right during the playoffs.
Oh my God.
Playing wall ball at school. Lock in, bro. Lock in. Yeah, he's fine. He's got a cast on. James, Odin, Ford, H, Caden, Harrison, Ford M.
There's two Fords?
There are two Fords.
I have never heard of anybody else ever named Ford.
It was actually helpful because when I was shouting at my son Ford to stop doing the Macarena out on the field mid-inning, and I'd be like, Ford, pay attention! Then the other Ford would snap too. Yeah, you get to yell at two. It was a two for one. Santiago, Oliver, and William, and special thanks to our head coach, Coach Ryan. He did such an awesome job with the kids this year, and so we had such a blast. I am bummed that the season is over, but I have a little more free time.
Yeah, summer.
Yeah, but we were done. Our team was awesome, Selena.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin Baldoni has a new calling. So these last couple of years is pretty much him just stressed out because of Blake Lively and all the back and forth. And that took up all of his time and all of his energy. And he maintained from the very beginning that he was wrongfully accused of all the things that Blake was accusing him of. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, his attorney in that case, Brian Friedman, he kind of hinted outside of a courthouse in New York that Justin may eventually become become an advocate for people who believe they've been wrongfully accused. Like, he obviously wants to make a comeback in Hollywood and he still wants to direct films and all that, but expect him to also be using his platform to speak out on behalf of people facing public false allegations. He wants to also serve as a voice for those who've been, like, unfairly targeted or who've been taken advantage of because of uneven power dynamics.
Okay.
I like this move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
especially if the Hollywood comeback doesn't really happen as planned because of everything that he has been accused of. At least he has this. I actually do. I really like celebrities. I know people hate Kim Kardashian for many, many reasons, but she has a major platform. Celebrities like that who have the platform and for use and using it to help other people, I can never be mad at. I think that is awesome.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's friends group is shrinking fast, according to reports. When you think Taylor, you probably think celebrity friends, close-knit friend group, hangouts, dinners, parties. Well, all of that is changing, and there's one person to blame.
Who?
Travis Kelce.
I knew it.
What were you going to say, Justin Baldoni?
Yeah.
Let's just blame everything on
him. Yeah, he can also be blamed.
So it is because of Travis Kelce. Let me clarify, there's no drama, like, whatsoever. It's just that Taylor would rather hang out with Travis. Like, if she had the option to go out with friends or a quiet dinner with Travis, they're going to pick each other. And her friends, although they've picked up on the shift, they don't take it personally. They're happy for her. And I wish all friends could be like this. How many times do friends fall out because one of them gets into a relationship and the other one feels neglected or abandoned or, like, betrayed because, God forbid, that person wants to build a life with somebody?
That's just what happens between you ladies. Us guys.
It's only a ladies thing.
Us guys, we understand that a guy gets in a relationship, they're going to spend more time with them. We're not like, and now he's cast me aside and we can no longer be friends. Yeah. And I'm not, my time's not valuable enough for you. Like, we don't care. We're just like, yeah, bro. Yeah, you do.
It definitely is. We'll grab a beer sometime later. Thing. But I've never really understood it. It shouldn't be a thing. And I mean, thankfully, Taylor's not going through that. But there's so many people who go through this every single time. And it ruins friendships because one person feels like, oh, you picked him over me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm not going to marry you. Like, you're my bestie, but we're not going to get married and have kids. I need to, like, build a life here.
And if they have a good person.
For me.
Yeah. If they found a good one, then... yeah, be happy with that person. You know, like, go.
But that's usually the problem. The bestie's like, and he's trash too. He's going to cheat on you. Just watch. And, you know, and then they have the reservations about that person. And then they break up and they're like, I can't say I told you so. And then they get back together. And then they're like, dang it. it's a vicious cycle. I've seen it play out. We all have.
Many, many times. Mm-hmm. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, big reminder, you guys. Big reminder. Get out and get your vote in today or drop off your ballot or make sure you mail your ballot because all Californians can cast a ballot in the primary today for a few key races, including and most notably, who will make it onto the ballot to become our next governor. We know California runs a top two primary system. So all the candidates that make it on, you know, onto the ballot are the top two vote getters. So for governor, if you want to decide who you are going to be deciding against, those are going to be the top two vote getters in today's primary. Selena, have you filled out your ballot?
No, but I got it in the mail.
Yes.
It's on my counter.
Everybody check the mail. You should have gotten your ballot. Look, I'm not judging. Mine's in the same exact spot. It's on the counter right now waiting to be filled out. I guess the California Secretary of State a little frustrated because people have waited so long and they keep telling people, get your ballots in early. They'd like to get them counted ahead of time. It turns out everybody did what you and I did, Selena, and has their thing on their counter today and is waiting to go get it in. But obviously, you have today to drop it in the mail or drop it at one of the ballot drop box locations. Everybody get out and vote. You know the JV Show's number one rule. You cannot complain about anything in state or federal politics if you don't vote.
Right.
Yep.
So go do it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. Oh, my God. You guys are talking about, like, the fallout in friendships when someone gets in a relationship. Totally relatable. And I don't know why it happens, but it's like I'm one of those friends that really just does not care. Like, dude, do you. Be happy. So it's interesting to see different perspectives that people have. All right. Bye.
So she's running the dude system. That's how us dudes handle it. When a buddy gets in a relationship, we realize, like, yeah, we're probably not going to see him as much. Oh, well, next man up. Another buddy in here who wants to go drink beers at the bar. Yeah, you?
All right, I feel like I run on the dude system as well. I mean, granted, I don't have, never have had many friends.
Oh, cue the sad music. Jeez.
But I mean, with a couple of friends I do have, or like, you know, my sisters, it happens all the time. But
they leave you?
But I never, we're going through it right now with one of my sisters who's in a new relationship.
Leaving the sisterhood?
Yeah.
Of the traveling
but
pants?
But nobody feels like we're happy for her. Like somebody finally is making her happy. And yeah, she can't come to everything that we invite her to anymore, but we're not like mad at her.
Do you think it's more of a, they're not upset about the lack of time and attention that's getting spent with them when a friend gets into a new relationship? It's jealousy. Like, do you think they're a little salty? Why did they find their person before I did? I'm still single. You know, do you think it's more that, or do you think it's like, hey, now I have nobody to hang out with?
I think there is a jealousy factor.
Yeah, me too.
I think there is. I think what
and maybe it's not always jealous that you found your person, but it's jealous that you like, oh, this person means more to you than me. Like, you're picking them. I mean, maybe both, but it's like, oh, you're picking this person over me every single time. Like, ooh. I want to go to dinner Friday night. Oh, but you're hanging out with Steven or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, what were we going to say, Jess? I cut you off.
I forgot.
Perfect.
Graham, have you opened up that ballot? There's like 50 names on there. It's very overwhelming. And mine's also on the counter, but I will be turning it in today. But it's, yeah, you look at it and you're just like, holy Toledo, there's so many people on there.
There's like 50 people running for governor?
There's a lot of people running for governors.
Any D's?
D's nutses?
Yeah.
No, not that I've
seen. I love when those make it on the ballot.
Not that I've seen. Yeah, a lot of people I think are confused by, because it's been a little while since we've had a primary for California governor. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are a little confused to learn that we run this like top two candidate system, which in my mind is silly. Just whoever gets the most, you know, I don't know, everyone should be on the ballot. Or I guess that is overwhelming. There are too many names.
But it is.
In this primary, the two candidates, they get the top two candidates with the most votes, they are going to be the ones that advance to November's ballot. So it is a very big deal, because if you want to win the governor's race, you need your name on the ballot in November. Right. So
are we supposed to know right now, like, who was even running? Like, I haven't really been following this.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, man, they've been doing a lot of debates and things, and the field is getting sort of whittled down, and there are front runners and people polling better than others.
That sounds pretty important then.
Yeah, it's a big deal. California governor. So do your homework, everybody, but make sure you get out and vote today, please.
Yes. All right, yes. All right, topic time.
Okay.
There's a woman who I saw post online. Let me just paint this picture for you. She is a stay-at-home mom. She's got her little kids. She runs the household. She does everything, okay? She's also getting some backlash right now.
Okay.
For something that she said. She went online and she told all her followers that she does not want, expect, or make her husband do any work around the house. No chores, nothing.
Let's go.
And when she explains herself, she said her husband is a blue-collar worker. He works hard. He pulls 12-hour, sometimes more than 12-hour days, Monday through Saturday. He leaves before the sun comes up. He comes home once the sun is already down. He has one day off. That's on Sunday. And she's like, I'm not going to make him start, you know, mopping the floors and sweeping the house or doing yard work. That's his one day to actually finally relax and spend time with the kids and like have some fun and do some things with them. So everything else I take care of. I cover the food. I do all the shopping. I do all the cleaning. I do everything.
And you said she's
whilst taking care of the children.
Right. But she's stay at home.
She's a stay at home mom.
Interesting.
How do you guys feel? If this was your situation, would you still expect the husband to do some chores, pull his weight around the house?
I think she's valid for this one, honestly. Because if he's working 12-hour shifts, that's rough.
But what about the 24-hour shifts she's pulling every day, doing everything?
I was going to say the exact same thing, Selena.
Doesn't clock out of that job. She gets 0 days off.
I've often thought, I could be a stay-at-home dad, and then I spend 45 minutes with both of my kids, and I'm like, I can't be a stay-at-home dad. I stand home. And that is a 24-hour. You nailed it, Selena. That is a 24-hour-a-day job.
And there were people on both sides in the comments. You did get a lot of backlash. Like, what do you mean? Like, he's not having to do anything. If he didn't have you and he was still working these 12-hour shifts, he would still have to come home. And guess what? Cook to feed himself, clean the house, and do everything that you're doing. So why are you letting him get away with not doing it? But then there's other people who side with you, Jess, who are like, he gets one day off to not have to work for once. Yeah, let him spend time with the kids so they can have, you know, somewhat of a relationship.
I mean, I would hope that she's not, like, quote, forcing him to do it, but that he would still kind of help out with certain things, at least, like, take care of his own things. But I didn't think about that side that you just mentioned, that he'd have to do this regardless if he was living by himself. So now he has somebody to help him, but she doesn't. So now I'm kind of more on the other side.
He's definitely getting the better end of this agreement, right? I mean, he's getting the best. I don't know. I just think about, like, my own experience over the past several years. I mean, if you followed along with the show and kind of, like, my own journey, it's like I'd work here in the mornings, and then I was building our house 7 days a week. I didn't take that Sunday. I did that schedule 7 days a week for basically 3 straight years.
That's insane.
And I... probably my share of that, some of that household stuff probably went down because of just the sheer number of hours I was working a day and I just wasn't at home. You know, we were renting a place while I was on the construction site, so I just wasn't there for a lot of it. But that didn't mean that I was completely, like, just checked out from doing any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. No, you still try to handle as much of that stuff as you can.
Right. Like, it wouldn't be fair for your wife this wife who posted this online to be working around the clock and you just have zero responsibilities at home. Hey, but she's sticking to it. She says this is her truth. She does not make her man do anything around the house because he works enough at work. What would you do? You can let us know in the talk backs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I was just telling you guys about how one woman shared online, by the way, she's a stay-at-home mom. She does not work, you know, a job. She works at home, taking care of the kids and handling the household and doing all the cooking and cleaning and shopping. And she says that she does not expect her husband to do anything around the house because he works 6-hour days, 12-hour shifts, sometimes even more than that. So the one day he has off, she wants him to be able to relax and just spend time with the kids. And Graham, you and I, and I think we flipped Jess over to our side. We're like, but what about the 24-hour shift she's pulling with no help?
Yeah.
So want to know what you guys think.
Oh, Graham, you just changed my mind a little bit. Well, I still want to be kept and be at home and do all that stuff and not work. But, I think he should do a little bit. I mean, I don't want a slob that doesn't pick up after his own stuff. I think, you know, as long as he does some of the heavy, not the heavy lifting, the lighter stuff, or spending time with the kids or homework, something like that. Yeah, that's definitely fair. So that's my revised summary.
Okay, I think we're getting people to flip on over to our side a little bit.
You know, because it's just totally check out on all dad and parenting and household duties, right? I couldn't imagine sitting there on a Sunday. Look, I'm exhausted. I want to relax. And my wife's out there mowing the lawn and blowing the leaves.
That would be crazy.
Like, I'd feel like a scumbag. Yeah.
Like in this woman's situation, I mean, I get that the days that he works, he literally can't because he leaves, you know, before the sun comes up and he comes back and everyone's asleep. It's already late. I understand him not being able to do things those days. But the one day, it's like, wouldn't you want to, spend time with your family? But you do that by taking some of the load off of your wife.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dang, it would suck, though, if I worked 12 hours and then I come home and I'm like, dang, now I got to do all this.
But you would have to do it
if I lived on my own.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Hazel from San Francisco. This person who's saying that her husband doesn't have to do anything around the house, that's not it. That's a bunch of mess. My husband's also a blue-collar worker, works very long hours, back-breaking work, and he has always been my partner, not my boss. She has a boss/child. That's not a partnership.
That's Preach. What I was thinking.
Ooh. Yeah, and it kind of feels like she's single parenting in a way.
I mean, she is.
You know? So that's tough.
What's up, y'all? Here's a few things to consider, in my opinion. Is he paying all the bills? Because if he is, then if he goes back home and has to also clean, which he should, then there should be some expectation on her end to also support with paying bills. What y'all think?
I don't really agree with that. If their agreement was you don't have to work, that way we don't have to pay for childcare and you stay home with the kids. I mean, where, how can you expect her to help with bills?
Right, for her to have two jobs, the job of taking care of the kids and then another job when he only has one.
Right, and yeah. But even in your talkback, you said, which he should. He should still be helping around the house. Yeah. So even you agree.
He's got to be doing something.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, that this is, I mean, every couple, every household, they have their arrangement, whatever works right for them. So this clearly works for them. It just couldn't be me, is what I'm saying.
Morning. I was in a relationship like that. My ex-husband didn't know how to cook and clean because his mom did everything for him. And when he got laid off, I was like, you need to help me around here. So I taught him how to cook and clean. And after a while, it just worked.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
What's that saying? They said you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Look at that.
No way Graham is comparing the construction to his house to actual commercial construction. Dude, that's real construction.
Whoa! Hold on! Burn.
All I have to say is, I don't know. I mean, thank you for the talk back. I was saying, look, for the last 3 years prior to this year, basically the last 3 years, I did 3 years straight where I got up at 3 a.m. every day, came here, did this show, then went home, went to the job site, and worked until it was dark, and then ate dinner, then did an hour worth, then prep for the next day's show, and then went to sleep and did it all over again. And I did that 7 days a week, basically, for 3 straight years while I was doing that. And I don't know if he thinks that I was, like, standing around holding a clipboard at my,
you were like hands-on building at all times, like, actually building.
I built the house. I had some crews that helped me out on some stuff, but I couldn't afford to hire 90% of the stuff out. So I did all the work myself. So I don't think I wasn't staying around with a clipboard being like, how's everything looking today? I was the only guy on the job site. It was me by myself.
Right. And didn't you did like the blueprints, you did the measurements, you did all of that by yourself. When you're working like commercial, look, not that I've ever done it before, but you have like a team you're working with at all times. You're kind of being told and guided what to do. This was all you're doing.
I'll tell you this, when you're doing commercial construction and you're taping and mudding drywall, or you're painting, or you're setting cabinets or tiling, or installing windows or doing the flashing on the outside of your house, or what, name the thing, you're getting paid for it. I wasn't getting paid for it. I was just doing that every day around the clock, every day, all day. So not trying to be defensive, but like I wasn't holding the clipboard, didn't own a clipboard.
Right.
I had to do it all myself.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Steady Fab from The Nut. OMG, you guys. I just heard the lineup for the iHeart Music Festival. I have to go. Ah, oh my God. I am so telling Matt Daddy right now, we need our tickets. So the crazy thing and okay, so we already have a trip planned for Labor Day. I'm going to have to go back out to Vegas for this. Cardi B? BTS?
Yeah, you have to go back out. So it's happening September 18th and 19th. Who else is going to be there, Jess?
Benson Boone. Wow. He's going to be there. You guys know who I'm obsessed with and Zara have been obsessed Larson. With lately. Zara Larson's going to be
girl,
there, you guys.
The girl of the summer.
The it girl. Snoop Dogg. And so many more. Now, here's the great thing about this. Coming up 9:10, we're going to give you that first chance to win a trip to our 2026 iHeartRadio Radio Music Festival. We're also going to throw in $1,000. It's going to be a whole thing.
And it's like an all expense paid trip. Mm-hmm. You got your airfare, hotel, your ground transportation. It is all included. So 9:10. Make sure you are here with us.
I'm scouring through my email to see if the boss has sent us the tickets yet, or it said that they're going to, pay for our trip out there. I can't find anything in my email about that. Yeah. Did you guys get maybe they forgot to CC me on the email?
They've forgotten every single year.
Is it not?
Maybe they're going to put us on like a VIP list.
Super secret. They probably can't email me yet about it.
Right. All right, Graham, why did this dad get punched in the face?
All right, a 64-year-old dad in Washington State said he was punched in the face out of nowhere while spending some time with his son at a local park. The two were sitting there at a picnic table, lakeside, sound like a nice little day. They were just chatting and eating when an adult male suddenly approached them and just punched him right in his face. It caused an injury to his forehead. He did have to be treated by local first responders. Now, a 27-year-old male suspect was later taken into custody. The police caught up with this guy. And when asked why he did it, he said, quote, because he was being mean mugged.
He said he was being mean mugged.
He said the dad mean mugged him. Now, the dad denies this, obviously, and the guy later admitted that he was a little grumpy after he had woken up from his nap. I don't know if you
It was like a case of resting bee face.
Sleeping in the park or something. I don't know, but he felt he was mean mugged, and he felt that warranted punching this guy in the face. Obviously, it does not. But I did want to ask you, ladies, when was the last time you really mean mugged someone?
I think I did this morning.
This morning? Yeah. What?
So when I was getting onto the Bay Bridge, like the only time if I ever mean mug anybody, it's in a car.
Same.
But this person like would not let me merge. It's like, hello, how many times? We do this every day. You know how merging works. One person from this lane, one person from that lane. And I'm like inching closer to the car that I'm supposed to be merging behind. But then so was the car next to me. And like they would not let me. It got to the point where like we're down to one lane and we're driving side by side still.
Yeah, you're not giving up.
Because I eventually gave up because I'm like, I'm not about to cause an accident because you are being stupid. I thought maybe the person just like, maybe they were a new driver. Maybe they didn't know how to merge. Maybe they were on their phone.
Maybe you need a sticker on the side of your car that says, bestie, please let me merge.
I'll never do that.
Or a license plate frame cover that says, diarrhea queen.
No.
Because then they know you're in a hurry.
This person must have like hated me for some reason because the person was super attentive after that and like moving over to the side for like people on the motorcycles that are lane splitting, but like just would not let me in front of them.
Now you have a decent,
for whatever reason.
You have a decent tint on your windows, right? Can they see? And it's fairly dark out at the time that we're driving in. Do you think you just wasted a mean mug for nothing? Like, I think you mean mug. Do you think there's a chance they even saw your mean mug?
Actually, probably not when you put it like that. Yeah. But that's for the best because I'm scared anyways. I don't want no problems.
Right. Jess, when's the last time you mean mugged somebody?
It was for sure earlier this week. Again, driving. And the thing is, I drive a fishbowl. So they can full on see my face. And I want them to see my face because why are you driving this crazy? Like, I'll admit sometimes it's my fault. And that's okay. Like, I'll own up to it.
Okay.
But when somebody give a courtesy wave, like, oopsies, my bad.
I just stare straight ahead.
And pretend you didn't screw up.
I'll give, like, a sorry. Like, I'll mouth, like, sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to acknowledge that you screwed up. Otherwise, the rest of us are like, they don't even care that they screwed up.
Yeah.
And then we pull up next to you and we mean mug you.
Oh, no. I just look straight ahead.
You're the driver that pisses me off then.
Yes.
Like, you know what you just did. Look at me.
You deserve
it. I need to see how stupid you look.
Get over here and look at my mean mug. I'm mad at you.
No, I just pretend like, oh, I'm just going about my day.
Oh, my God. That irritates me so much.
It does. Can I admit something?
Yeah.
And this is kind of embarrassing, but I'm assuming I accompanied this with a mean mug. There have been two instances in the last week. Now, I hadn't flipped anybody the bird in years.
You did that this week?
I have doubled up. In the last 7 days, I've dropped two birds out there.
My
and
God.
I'm not proud of it. I'm embarrassed of it.
But why?
It was similar situation to you, Selena. It's like somebody will just not let me. And it's like to a point where they're not letting me merge over or whatever. And it's like dangerous because it's not like a slow merge. It's like we're going fast and they're doing it on purpose. Like they know that I'm there. I was in front of them. The blinker was on. They saw that I'm trying to get over. And then they pull up and try to fill and then they won't at all let you.
I don't understand that. So you flip them off. What they do back?
I don't think they saw. Because it's like by the time I finally pulled in behind him, it's just a quick bird. And then I was like, why did I do that? Like, what's the point of that? But it did make me feel better to acknowledge that they were being an idiot on the road. And there's been two instances, again, in the last 7 days where I'm just appalled at the drive. It is so bad to the point that I couldn't tell you the last time I flipped someone off.
I know.
Years and years.
I don't even do that. I'm actually really scary when I drive because I hear about, like, road rage incidents and, like, I mean, I know this is rare, but like freeway shootings and stuff like that. And I'm just like so afraid of what the other person can do. Like I won't even like honk unless my husband is with me in the car to protect me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so scared.
Oh, I accompanied one of them with a long lay on the horn. Just a long horn honk.
Yeah.
Along with it. I'm not proud of it, but maybe I think I've opened the floodgates. I'm flipping the bird. So if you see me driving around an old 4Runner and I'm flipping you off, just know that I'm just in my era right now flipping people off. I don't know why. I'm going to stop. I got to stop.
I can't even imagine you being that angry that you
would do that. Like, I'm actually shocked.
I've never seen that side of Graham. Do you do it with your kids in the car?
No, never. No.
Okay.
I'm sure they've heard me honk at people before and been like, what?
Do they hear you cuss at other drivers? I do that all the time, and I'm like, oops, I probably shouldn't be saying that.
I don't do that in front of them. I save that for when I'm in the car solo, and then the expletives just fly. What in the... does this person do?
Are they effing stupid?
Yes. I dropped a lot of those. Yep. And then just a quick, slight bird.
Got it.
Wow.
Well, good to know.
I'm putting that thing away.
A whole new side of Graham that we never knew existed.
No, I'm not letting that out again.
We're learning a lot.
Never. Hashtag never again.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Daphne Joy is speaking out about being in that tape with Diddy. I told you yesterday that a 40-minute video surfaced online over the weekend. It's from one of the freak-offs. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what you would expect as far as, you know, the activities that are being done in in the video, and Diddy all baby oiled up watching and people making fun of him because of his micro. But, you know, we're not talking about that right now. The woman in the video is Daphne Joy. This is Diddy's ex and 50 Cent's baby mama. And I think that's part of the reason why Diddy and 50, they've like, you know, they've had this feud. But here's what she posted yesterday. She said, the recent leak was a tape I never consented to being filmed on. I was blackmailed by the person in the video, Diddy, and was threatened that if I didn't give him the lump sum of money, that they would leak it on the web. I almost gave in to his demand. And once I didn't, this person eventually sold the tape to a giant media outlet. That media outlet called me one day and said they had the tape and asked if I had any comment before the release. It was the first time I ever fainted in my life. But once that company understood the tape they purchased was revenge porn and an extortion scheme, they backed off from broadcasting it. And so she thanked that company for not posting that video. And this, I want to say, was probably years ago. And so I'm not really sure, you know, years later, how the video got out. But she said, you know, thank you to that company for doing the right thing, but it's now come back to haunt me again. Talked about how it took her all day to have the courage to even sit there and like watch it because it was such a dark time in her life, which I don't think I could ever go back and relive something like that. How? So I still want to know how the tape got out. Who had it? Like, did somebody working for that company, because they had it?
I wonder.
Then it's leak so it, easy. Or did, is it somebody connected to Diddy who still had it, that they leaked it?
And then they, or somebody made a copy.
Right.
Along the way and kept it all these years.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Are we going to talk more about this in our Wild Thoughts podcast that we're recording after the show?
Yes, I think we should. There's some things.
Yes.
Some very small things to unpack from that.
Very tiny, things that we need to talk about.
Some small packages we need to unwrap.
Really quick, Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi, their budding romance. Everyone's saying it's due to Justin Bieber playing Cupid for them. Remember the first time they ever linked up was at Coachella.
Right.
At Justin's after party. That's the first time they were seen together making out. Everyone's saying that's because of Justin and Haley behind the scenes, like, and their other close friends, like, encouraging them, like, hey, you guys should hang out. You guys should talk. And look at how things ended. They're currently on vacation right now in Tokyo. They were just in Hawaii. So they're just, like, taking this time to travel all over the place.
Must be nice.
There's also a lot of talk that Jacob Elordi could be the next James Bond.
Oh,
so this is like a great time of his life.
So maybe the Kardashian curse isn't cursing him.
Yeah, he's living life.
For now.
Yep. We'll see how it ends. There has to be some scandal.
I'm living life.
Living life.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Sweden just became the very first country in the European Union to become smoke-free. Smoke-free means that less than 5% of the population smokes cigarettes. They are currently at about 4.8%.
Question.
Yes.
Does that include vapes?
I believe it does.
Okay.
But cigarettes for sure. Okay. Now I got to go back to the research department. This is a pretty big reduction for them as a nation, because in 2003, they were at about 16% of the population still smoking cigarettes. Drop is due to several decades of nationwide efforts to reduce smoking, and it worked. Similar efforts have also majorly reduced smoking here in the United States, but we still have around, actually, let me ask you, what percentage of the United States population do you think still smokes cigarettes?
35.
That's way too high.
I want to say, like,
way too high.
I'm gonna 12.
Selena, spot on.
Really?
12 to 13% of our population.
I did not cheat.
She did not cheat. She would not have been able to cheat there. Where's my give you? I want to give you, make this proper.
I'm shook. Yes. Answer. I see. I look around. I literally, when I was at the Giants game last weekend, I look to my left. There's a whole row of young women all with a vape in their lap. Okay, that's why I wanted to know if this included vapes or not.
Stay away from vapes because I think that's good advice in general, kids. Stay away from vapes. But I mean, I'm with you, Selena, on that. When you look around today, there's so fewer people standing out smoking cigarettes in places. It's just like that number has come down quite a bit in the United States. Again, we're 12-13%. France is still at around 25%. You know the French, they love their cigarettes. 20% in Spain, 17% in Denmark. Again, Sweden becomes the first country in the European Union to become smoke-free. That's a big deal. Again, they're at 4.8% of their population. It is worth noting, however, that Sweden has its own they have seen a very stark rise in the amount of snus. Is that snus? That's the smokeless tobacco. The little pouches. They're big into those.
That's gross.
So I don't know if smoking has just been replaced by those or not, but that has
been
what is satisfying their nicotine craving there is that usage. Okay, but good for
that
them.
Makes sense.
Sweden.
Sweden. Isn't that weird? All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, are you going to be watching Love Island?
I am. Oh, my God.
Season
8
premieres tonight. What I don't understand is how does anyone have time for this show? Because they drop episodes every single day.
Every day?
Every day.
Except for Wednesdays, I think. But... You guys,
so do you watch every day when this show is out?
So last season was the first season I had ever watched, and I was hooked. And it gives you something to look forward to. So yes, sometimes I watch it on the night of, or sometimes when a few episodes stack up, I like it even more because then I just binge watch them. Like I'll binge watch like 3 or 2.
It's like who can do that? We have jobs, we have lives. Like,
and they're dropping an episode every day for a total of like how many episodes? How many episodes is one season?
Oh my god, it's like 20 something, possibly more.
Yeah. I feel like it's more than that. That's the reason why I gave up last season when last season started getting really popular because of Huda and all that stuff. And then I'm a mommy. I was like, you know what? Let me give this show a try. And by the time I watched episode 1, they were already on like 16 or something like that. Yeah. I was like, I can't catch up. So let me just give up.
Season 7, including the reunion, had 37 episodes. Excuse me?
37?
Well, the reunion episode was episode 37.
Holy crap.
But I love it because it's not like you're getting an episode this week and then you're getting one more episode next week. And that's too slow for me.
That's perfect
timing. Give me the
episode.
Yeah, that pace is great for me.
That is what I need.
I have enough time to watch one show.
One episode a weekend.
A week, yeah.
That's all I have.
Uh-huh.
See, one episode a day, perfect. And then yesterday, I finally watched the last episode of Euphoria. Yeah.
What did you think of the...
I think I agree.
Controversial ending.
I agree that it was a little bit lazy. We didn't get to see the full story for each cast member. I feel like
that would have been a better ending.
It was a little brushed.
Yeah, up. Everyone wants to know. Well, what happens to the other characters? Like, we need we need some closure here, and there wasn't that.
Yeah.
Even the other character that died earlier in the season, like there was no. funeral or anything.
Right. It kind of, for the final episode, it kind of just focused on that person that died.
Spoiler alert.
In their storyline. But it kind of just really rushed everybody else's. So.
But people did like that it was like the certain way that character did die in that final episode.
Come on, you guys.
Was to honor Angus Cloud.
Yeah, I agree. That part, it kind of makes you a little bit like, dang, teary-eyed only because you know that happened in real life, and these same cast members.
And the fact that he made like one final appearance in I haven't watched it, but like there's like
spoiler
a dream.
Yeah. So. Are you joking me right now? You just gave away the entire episode.
No, we didn't. I think everybody knows by now. Like, how can you escape the headline?
And the main spoiler.
I escaped them.
The main spoiler is in this final episode. You don't see Sydney Sweeney. You know, her.
Yeah, so there's no point in watching if that's what you watch for.
Major spoiler alert, but thank you. Now I don't have to watch it.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.